Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long at 5:45. Steve Geller will join us for our Bet 365 triple option feature. Want to tell everybody this is your home for LSU baseball. And tomorrow at 5:30, LSU will play the winner of tonight's game between Arkansas and UCLA. Pre-game at 5:30, 6 o'clock first pitch. And we want to thank our great sponsors that really help us provide you the game each and every day. And it's Cummins, First American Bank, Jerry Lane Cadillac, Keith's Heating and Air, and Louisiana Dental Center. I want to tell everybody at 5:20 we'll have more LSU baseball talk, as we'll have on with the Zach Nagy from LSU SI to talk to us about the Tiger baseball team. Maybe a little bit of football recruiting. Man, they brought in a bunch of 4- and 5-star recruits over the past couple of weeks to visit LSU. In the bottom of the ninth with 2 on, it is tied. Oregon State and Louisville 6-6. And, man, did they dig themselves out of a jam, because Oregon State had runners on second and third, no outs, and got out of it, Charlie. How about that?
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about that, Mike. The error. I mean, it goes right under the shortstop.
Right under his glove.
Scores a couple of runs there to tie up the game. But then a strikeout, and a pop-up to strand two runners in scoring position and keep this game tied for Louisville. And we'll see what happens here, man, because, you know, depending on what happens with this game, this could go extra innings potentially, unless Louisville walks it off here in the bottom of the ninth, and they could be in position to do so with 2 on and nobody out. So we'll just have to kind of keep an eye on it, because the game after this is going to be UCLA versus Arkansas. And as Chesa was saying, there's some bad weather in the area. So we'll just keep it, kind of monitor everything that's going on over in Omaha.
Damn it. It sounds like we're doing weather here in South Louisiana.
Yeah.
With all this weather rolling in and out. But you're right, Charlie. First and second, and have an opportunity here with no outs to finish it off in the bottom of the ninth for Louisville.
And for just real quick, Mike, for those that don't know, this is the opposite side of the bracket from
right,
LSU.
Right, correct.
So Coastal Carolina is 2-0 in that side of the bracket. LSU is 2-0 in their side of the bracket. So the winner of this Louisville-Oregon State game will go on to play Coastal Carolina, and they'll have to beat Coastal twice, just like the winner of tonight's game between UCLA and Arkansas will have to beat LSU twice on the opposite sides of the brackets.
What is the winning streak? Is it 24 or 25
for Coastal? It's 25 straight games for Coastal Carolina, Mike. And it dates all the way back to April 22nd was the last time that they lost. So, you know, when they play tomorrow, it will be 8 weeks since they had last lost a game. They're on an incredible run right now. We had said it. We talked with the D1 guys. Yeah. They had Coastal as a borderline top 8 national seed. I think in their final projection, they may have had Coastal as a top 8, but they got underseeded by the committee. They got a 13 seed. Didn't matter to them. They went and swept Auburn in the Super Regional, and they've gotten off to a 2-0 start, beating Arizona and beating Oregon State at the College World Series to get to where they are right now. They're in the driver's seat, just like LSU's in the driver's seat on the opposite side of the bracket.
And you guys, you and Steve will have Joe Healy on from D1 Baseball at 7:25. Now, Louisville has the bases loaded.
With nobody
No outs.
Yeah.
Man, that's a big hole to come out of for Oregon State. And they laid down a bunt. Pitcher could not get to it,
yeah,
and he sort of fumbled it out the glove when he was trying to throw it. So now, bases loaded for the Louisville Cardinals, and as you pointed out, they would have to beat Coastal Carolina twice to get to the finals.
And another thing that's interesting, Mike, we kind of talked about some of the storylines entering the College World Series. Coastal Carolina's in the College World Series for the first time since 2016 when they won it all. And you know who they beat in 2016 in the College World Series Finals, Mike? They beat Jay Johnson's Arizona Wildcats. So we'll see what happens. Both of those teams, Coastal and LSU, are currently 2-0, only one win away from the College World Series Finals this upcoming weekend. But if we might see a rematch of 2016 between Jay Johnson and those Coastal Carolina Chanticleers, don't say the Chanticleers because their coach will get all pissed off, but the Chanticleers are 2-0 in the College World Series, and they're only one win away. And LSU's only one win away from Jay Johnson potentially getting a chance for revenge against Coastal.
All I can tell you is Coastal Carolina got a damn good team.
When
you win 25 straight, you're just not beating the Sisters of the Poor here.
You know,
I mean,
Mike,
you played some pretty tough teams to get to the 25.
Yeah, they swept Auburn. They beat Oregon State already in the College World Series, who was a top eight national seed. Mike, the interesting thing with Coastal is that in years past, they've always had really good baseball programs. It was under Gary Gilmore, but Gilmore retired. And now, if you're looking at what's different about this team as opposed to teams that Coastal has had in the past, Coastal has had all these great hitting lineups where they can just tear the cover off the ball. This year, it's a little bit different. And Joe Healy made a great point about this, that they can really pitch it, Mike. They have three starters that they really trust. Jacob Morrison, who was the Sun Belt Pitcher of the Year. I follow the Sun Belt pretty closely because I'm a UL grad. He was unbelievable this year. He went 12-0. He got snubbed from a bunch of All-American nods as well. But the Sun Belt Pitcher of the Year, he pitched against Oregon State in the winner's bracket just a couple days ago, threw 7 2/3 innings, only gave up one run against that Oregon State lineup to get Coastal to this 2-0 spot. They have pitchers that they can really, really trust and rely on, and that's the difference between this Coastal Carolina team and teams that they've had in the past where they can really hit it, but they weren't great on the mound. This year, they're excellent on the mound, and that's why they're one win away from the College World Series Finals.
Yeah, and their NIL money isn't like what LSU or some of these other teams have either.
Yeah.
They're not playing with the same checkbook, so to speak.
No, but they can pitch it. You know, their offense isn't as elite as it's been in years past, where, once again, they've averaged, you know, upwards of 8-9 runs per game in the past. They've had some really, really good lineups, but the pitching staff is what should, you know, I know this is looking way too far ahead because LSU and Coastal still both need to win a game to get to that point. But that's going to be interesting to see, you know, can their pitching staff carry them to the College World Series Finals?
When we come back, we'll have on with us, God, man, he knew all aspects of LSU. He knows it really well. For LSU SI, Zach Nagy will join us right here on the Big 870 WWL, talking LSU baseball. And maybe at the end, we'll talk a little bit about LSU football recruiting. They've had a ton of 4- and 5-star recruits visit Baton Rouge over the past couple weekends. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this break.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up.
Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelier along with Charlie Long in studio and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. We have on with us from LSU SI, Zach Nagy. Zach, before we go to you, Louisville has punched their ticket. 7-6 win over Oregon State. Now they get to face Coastal Carolina, and so congratulations to the Louisville Cardinals. Pop fly to center field, couldn't get the ball in time, and Louisville beats Oregon State 7-6, and they're on the other side of the bracket now, so they will get to play a team with a 25-game winning streak in Coastal Carolina. Zach, thanks so much for joining us, and, you know, we've talked about this so many times when we've had you on about LSU wins a certain way this year, and it's with pitching, it's with great defense, timely hitting. And that's exactly how this team has advanced so far in the College World Series.
Absolutely, Mike. And first of all, appreciate you guys for having me on, as always. I was sitting here, I was telling Charlie before, I was watching this Louisville-Oregon State game. Couldn't wait to see how that would unravel. But like you said, congrats to Louisville for pulling it off. And fast forward to LSU, and absolutely, it's been a fun first two games of the College World Series for them. Like you said, you hit the nail on the head right there. It's all about timely hitting, consistent hitting, and utilizing the bullpen that they have. And we've seen that in a bunch of different areas so far, whether it's Chase Shores coming in and making some timely plays on the mound, or Cason Evans. And that's a gutsy performance today, to come in after a rain delay, step up to the mound, and really make a big-time effort for this team in order to propel them to go to 2-0 in the College World Series. So they're utilizing a ton of arms. They're elite in that category. And they're going to need that tomorrow when they face the winner of UCLA and Arkansas, because it's going to be one of those whole staff games. So excited to see how it unfolds. But like you said, man, they've been utilizing that same consistency that they had the entire season, and it's brought them this far. So time to see how far they can go moving forward.
We had Chessa Boucher on with us before, and she's in Omaha. And her guess is that tomorrow the starting pitcher would be Zach Cowan. Would that be your guess also?
Yeah, I think Chessa's kind of hitting it right there, of course. I think it's going to be either Jaden Newt or Zach Cowan. I wouldn't be surprised to see them roll with either one. But like I was saying before, this is going to be one where you're utilizing a bunch of arms, I would feel like. So Cowan would be a safe bet for sure. I wouldn't be surprised to see it be either him or Jaden Newt, of course.
I hadn't thought about Newt, to be honest with you, and I'm glad you brought him up in the mix here, because that's one thing. And, you know, we get all kind of texts and callers about, oh, Jay Johnson, he don't know what he's doing. You know, and you get that type. I mean, everybody's thinks they can manage a baseball team. But he has really been able to juggle this staff, Zach, really well. And I think that's an art to that as a manager, as a skipper, to being able to know which guy to put in there at the right time. And Jay has been able to do that this year.
Yeah, you're spot on, Mike. And every time somebody asks me about Jay Johnson and the lineup tinkering that he does and all this and all that, I say two things. And the first one is, well, that's why he gets paid the big bucks. And then the second one is, man, he's the most strategic head coach I think I've been around in my career. I mean, this is a guy who every move he makes is so diligent in his thought process every single time, whether it's putting in a pinch runner or, of course, going with a starting pitcher in a College World Series game. He's the most strategic head coach I feel like I've been around so far, and obviously it's paying off so far to get to Omaha in two out of the last three seasons and having a natty under your belt as well. So, yeah, he's strategic in the way that he thinks. He's keeping that bullpen and that entire pitching staff happy by, of course, getting them on the mound and giving them opportunities to showcase their game. So it's fun to watch, and we'll have at least two more games to see how it unfolds moving forward.
Before we go to Charlie, I want to ask you about their infield defense. Daniel Dickinson's done a great job, and, Monster Milam and his hitting has certainly come around here. But their infield has played so well. And I think that's a great testament to the work that gets put in. I know Scott Sanders talks about it all the time, about work being able to work as a team, as an infield, that's a lot tougher than some people might think, because there's a lot of work involved with that. And you talk about tinkering in the lineup and what he's done at third base also. That is something that is a real plus for this LSU baseball team.
Absolutely. And that tandem of Danny Dickinson and Stephen Milam has been superb this entire year. And we've seen even more of it in the postseason as well. I think Daniel Dickinson, in my opinion, is kind of slept on in a way. He struggled a little bit as of late and dropped down the lineup from a batting perspective. But his defensive effort and defensive intensity is what's really given them a boost during the postseason so far. And then, of course, you throw in a guy like Stephen Milam, who's just doing it all. I mean, he's a jack of all trades. You moved him over to shortstop, and he hasn't skipped a beat this season. It's a different position, but he's thriving. And, of course, at the plate, too, I mean, he's been Mr. Consistent in coming up with those timely at-bats that you were talking about before. So the infield has been sensational. Stephen Milam and Danny Dickinson, of course, being two guys that have given them a really solid boost. But I've been loving what I've been seeing from Jared Jones as well.
Yeah.
You've got to kind of put behind the struggles that he's had at the plate and look at what he's done defensively. He's picking up the slack in that area, despite him not really being too big of a threat. I know he hit a bomb in his first at-bat the other day, but for him to really be struggling at the plate more times than not, but still being able to come back and be effective in the field, really speaks to the type of work ethic that he has and that mental strength that he has. So to your point, Mike, that infield has been fantastic. Jared Jones, Danny Dickinson, Stephen Milam, and Broswell or Reeves, whichever one you want to throw out there, they've been fantastic. It's been a big piece for them during the postseason run.
Zach, one of the things, too, is as the series goes along and things end, next week, everybody's going to be now focused on, okay, recruiting. What does he bring in? Because the one thing with Jay Johnson, man, he's 24/7 as far as recruiting, looking around for certain pieces of the puzzle. I think he has a good idea who won't return to this team, who will decide to go into the majors. But that is something that, from a standpoint of calculation, he does a great job of sort of looking ahead. He's already got a couple of commitments from transfers. But what can you tell us about young men that will join the Tigers for the 2025-26 season?
Yeah, I think when you look at it, Jay Johnson kind of gets who Jay Johnson wants in the transfer portal. And for him this time around, it's going to be a little bit smaller of a transfer portal haul just because of the nucleus that you have coming back. On the mound, you have guys like Cooper Williams, Maverick Rizzi, William Schmidt, youngsters and true freshmen that have been extremely impactful in year one with the program. You look at guys like Derek Curiel, who will be back. A guy like Stephen Milam could be back as well. So you have a ton of key pieces within that nucleus that will be back for this program. And then you look at the transfer portal haul that they could potentially look to bring in. You've got two guys that are committed to the program in High Point infielder Braden Simpson, who's a big-time get. And I think a lot of people need to start looking at some film on him and looking at those numbers, because Braden Simpson is an absolute dude. I mean, this is a guy who can play all around the infield, a fantastic player, phenomenal at the plate. And then you also bring in a guy from Kansas State who's really ready to make an impact as well, a New Orleans native in himself. So it's time for this team to go and add to the portal haul moving forward. You're going to see some guys depart the program. You've already seen 8 thus far. But now it's time to go and fill those roster spots and see what you can do moving forward. And it's going to be exciting to see how he kind of rounds out that haul. But two so far, two extremely impactful guys. Now it's time to continue to hit the ground running while navigating, of course, the national championship run that they're on in Omaha.
Jay kind of said it entering the postseason, Zach, that if nobody felt good about his pitching staff, Jay Johnson felt good about his pitching staff. And the way that he's used Chase Shore specifically, I think it's been really fascinating. We were talking with Chessa about this as well, that when he just uses Chase for three outs, four outs at a time in these little kind of relief appearances, Chase is really allowed to kind of cut it loose a little bit and just empty the gas tank, where he's throwing 100 miles per hour fastball. You can't really touch it if you're an opposing hitter. But he's just been excellent for this LSU bullpen down the stretch, and he's going to continue to be a key piece moving forward.
Yeah, he has been, Charlie. And this is a guy who, of course, came into the year with tremendous expectations, a weekend starter type role, et cetera, and has had to adjust to a role out of the bullpen. And I feel like he's adjusted accordingly, right? We saw it. Yes, we saw it today. I mean, this is a guy who has thrived. And when you need him for only a handful of outs or less, like you said, can kind of take the top off and really just go crazy and utilize 99, 100 mile per hour pitches. And the command's been there. And that's been the biggest thing for Chase Shores, is staying under control. And we've been seeing him do that. He's been a fantastic bullpen piece to this point. And now it's just about being consistent. And I think that's the word of this entire conversation, is consistency. This team's been consistent, man. They've been making plays day in and day out. And you're seeing it on the pitching staff. You're seeing it from Chase Shores. It's been a fantastic run so far. And I love what I've seen from a guy like Chase Shores so far.
Zach, we've had some texts and people call in to ask about LSU football recruiting. They've brought in a number of 4- and 5-star athletes over the past couple weeks. And so kind of give us an update on how that's going. I know normally in that mid-June to early July is when you get a lot of verbal commitments. So kind of tell us a little bit about what's happening from a football standpoint. And to be honest with you, that football commitment, that ain't worth the piece of paper it's written on. But it does give us something to talk about in the dog days of summer.
Yeah, man, you're not lying. In this day and age, I mean, a verbal commitment, it is what it is. We'll see what happens when pen touches paper in December during that early signing period. But for right now, LSU sitting there with the number 2 overall class in the country. They're right behind USC, and they're in the midst of a huge official visit season in June. They've had double-digit official visitors come to campus and take multi-day stays. It's been a fantastic 3-weekend stretch to this point, and now you're entering that last weekend of official visits in June coming up, and you're going to have just a handful of big-time players making their way to campus. You have the number 1 running back, or I'm sorry, the number 1 wide receiver in Tristan Keys making his way to Baton Rouge, and that's a big one, Mike. This is a guy who's been traveling all over this year. He's checked out Texas A&M, Miami, and Tennessee officially, and now he'll come back and make his way to Baton Rouge. LSU holds the pledge, and they're going to continue to try to hold on to that down the stretch. So a big-time official visitor there. And then the other headliner is going to be Lamar Brown. He's the number 1 athlete in the country, dominates in the trenches on both sides of the ball. He's been trending towards Texas A&M, so now LSU has their chance to swing for the fences and get their crack at the Baton Rouge native and see what they can do in his recruitment. So it's been a big time stretch so far, but like you said, we're entering that period where those June official visits kind of set the stage and set the tone for what's to come in July, where you could see a string of commitments come from LSU. It's a big time stretch for this team.
For the big man, do you look at him as more as an interior offensive lineman or a defensive lineman?
Yeah, Lamar Brown is a true Swiss Army knife. This is a guy who can do it all on both sides of the ball. He's voiced his kind of thoughts on his recruitment that he wants to be recruited as a defensive lineman. That's why Texas A&M and LSU have both kind of separated themselves from the pack. So the kind of current expectation would be that he's going to play defensive line. But, man, he's so talented on both sides of the ball. And if he wants to, he can play both. So we'll see if Brad Davis can kind of get that recruiting pitch in as well to him this weekend. But this is a guy who I think is going to make some big-time plays on defense if that's the route he chooses.
To me, Zach, he's a better offensive lineman than a defensive lineman. But you know what? To get him, I'll say, okay, we'll put you on defense and let you play there. But watching him, he looks to be a natural as an offensive lineman, just through my eyes, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I think when I think of Lamar Brown, I think of nimble. And quick feet. I mean, he can move very well for his size. And this is a 6'3", 6'4", 285-pounder who can really move like a tight end. I mean, he's extremely nimble and quick. So having that type of versatility on the offensive line is key. We've seen him rise to the number one interior offensive lineman in the country. And then he just said he wants to play defense too. So you get him listed as an athlete. Now he's the number one athlete in the country. So you're spot on right there, Mike. This is a guy who's fantastic at offensive line. And LSU's going to do all they can to make sure that he's kind of in this 2026 class. And then from there, they'll see where he pans out to get on the field. But you're spot on, man. This is a guy who's a fantastic O-lineman. It's a matter of them kind of keeping their foot on the gas to try to get him in this 2026 recruiting class now.
Zach, one last baseball question before we let you run. If you're looking at tonight's game, which is now scheduled for 6:30, Steve just told me, between UCLA and Arkansas, and we'll see if it gets the whole game in. Apparently there's some weather concerns in Omaha, but Arkansas is apparently going to be going back to ace pitcher Zach Root, the lefty, against UCLA's very lefty-heavy lineup. Root didn't throw too many pitches in the opener against LSU on Saturday before he got pulled in the second inning, so it makes sense for them to go back to him. They've obviously burned Gage Wood. They've burned Gabe Gackel. And now they're going to be burning Zach Root. And that's part of the reason staying in the winner's bracket is so, so important for this LSU team, is that let Arkansas burn all their pitching, trying to get back to beat you twice to get to the College World Series finals. But if you're an LSU fan, you know, who do you want to see again? It's going to be a rematch either way against Arkansas or UCLA. But both teams are very, very tough.
Yeah, I think it's a tricky one just because, of course, like you said, Arkansas is going to be going into the matchup potentially, if they get over UCLA against LSU, with a lack there of star power on the mound. They've got consistent pieces in the bullpen, and that's been one of their main, like, kind of mottos this year, is just being able to go to the bullpen and thrive. So you never want to face a team like Arkansas, is what I'm trying to say. They're super talented at the plate. Most of their lineup bats over 300. I mean, they're sensational. So you don't want to play against Arkansas, in my opinion, even despite burning most of your pitchers. I think if you go into this one, it'd be you want to see UCLA win just because you've seen what you can do against them. You've handled business to this point. So for me going into this one, you don't want to face either one of them, but if you got to pick one, it's UCLA for me.
I'll be pulling for UCLA tonight too. I'm with you, Zach.
Well.
I'm with you on that, brother. Zach, thanks so much for joining us. Always great insights. Appreciate your time, and thank you so much. Have a great night tonight.
Absolutely, my guys. I appreciate it. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks, Zach.
All righty. Zach Nagy does a great job covering LSU football, baseball, basketball for LSU on SI. When we come back, it'll be our Bet 365 triple option feature. Coming up next, right here on the Big 870.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike DeTellier along with Charlie Long, joined by Steve Geller. It's our Bet 365 triple option feature. Steve, you first.
Well, gents, I'm hoping this is a sign of good things to come, a good omen for week one, I should say. For the second consecutive year of week one of the NFL season, Justin Reed has beaten Kyler Murray in the finals of a chess tournament for current and former NFL players. The tournament, known as Blitz Champs, saw Reed top Murray to emerge victorious. It was an eight-man field that included Justin Herbert, Matt Collins, Richard Sherman, Rashawn Slater, A.J. Dillon, and Harrison Phillips. Reed now is the first two-time champion of the annual event. He also gets a prize of $30,000, a donation to his foundation, which provides opportunities for disadvantaged youth in Houston, Kansas City, and in Baton Rouge. So the Saints coming out on top on the chessboard against the Arizona Cardinals. Hoping that can translate into week one, guys.
Steve, one of the things over the weekend, I got to talk to Travis Crittenden, who was the assistant defensive line coach. Also, he worked in the weights department, weight and training and strength and conditioning department with the Kansas City Chiefs. And his comment to me about Justin Reed, he's a stud player. He said he is going to make a difference on that Saints team and real fast.
We need it.
And so Travis really spoke up about him, about how good of a football player, how much effort he puts into his game of training, and also how much film work he does. He said he's really like another coach out on the field. That chess thing sort of matches. You can see it.
Yeah, for sure. And we knew he was no dummy when he was going to Stanford.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
Guys, I'm going to go with the Pelicans trade with the Pacers today. Mike, you and I talked a little bit about it in the 4 o'clock hour, but the Pelicans have officially dropped their press release. The Pelicans have acquired the number 23 overall pick in the 2025 NBA draft and the draft rights to Mojave King from Indiana in exchange for a 2026 first-round pick originally acquired by New Orleans via Toronto. That is the Pacers' 2026 pick. And as we kind of talked about, Mike, like if you're looking at the Pacers and this team that's made the run all the way to the NBA Finals, the Eastern Conference, we're expecting to be even worse than it was this year. The Pacers are going to be right up there again next season. And if you're going to kind of gamble on this Pacers team being potentially just, if not the same, even better than they were this year, you're going to expect that 2026 first-round pick to be probably higher than pick 23 overall this year. So it's a little bit of a move up, I would imagine, for Joe Dumars in this Pelicans front office. And now they have two selections in the first round. Next Wednesday, guys, we're only 8 days away from the first round of the 2025 NBA draft. They have pick 7 and picks 23. Now, we'll talk with Chris Dodson here in a little bit and see if they're actually going to be using both of those picks in the first round or if they could have something else planned in trading up in this draft as well, guys.
Charlie, they'll have neither one. I think they package all that up to get to move up in the draft.
Right.
I got to talk to a couple of LSU coaches over the weekend, and they brought up something to me, and it is rare that college coaches really kind of put more air in the balloon of an 18-year-old freshman that's already not there. But they really spoke it up about freshman cornerback DJ Pickett, the number one rated cornerback in the country who signed on with LSU, was there in the spring. And they believe that DJ Pickett has a chance to be in that football kind of zip code as Patrick Peterson and Derek Stingley Jr. at LSU. Man, you in high cotton if they comparing you to that now. But these are coaches that don't really talk much about freshmen. Man, don't ask me about a freshman player. I really don't like to talk about freshmen. They got to get used to this type of play, playing at another level. Both of them highly, highly recommended the fact. DJ Pickett, he ain't going to be watching for long. He going to be on the field. That is some real strong words. And see if that comes out to be actual reality, that we're talking about a player like Pickett, who's a 6'4" corner, that it could be a Patrick Peterson, Derek Stingley Jr. type guy. That is would be really huge for this LSU defense.
We've been talking wide receiver U with LSU. It's been too long since we've been saying DBU.
Right.
Well, it's been quite some time.
Yeah.
That DBU. It's been, how you better say that, DB Pugh? he's more right about that because they haven't really played well in the secondary. But really, high praise from a couple people that I really trust about how good DJ Pickett is. That's it for our Bet 365 triple option feature. Finishing up here in our number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike DeTellier along with Steve Geller, Charlie Long. We told you about it earlier. Louisville has punched their ticket. Now they get to play Coastal Carolina. They got to beat them twice now to get into the College World Series.
Good ruck, Steve, as you would say.
Good ruck is right. So, Steve, tell everybody what you got coming on after 6 o'clock. I know it's a little bit of a blend of NBA and more about LSU Tiger Baseball.
Yeah, for sure, Mike. First up, we'll talk to Chris Dotson, who covers the NBA for Clutch Points, about the Pelicans' latest trade with the Indiana Pacers. Also, a little bit of the NBA Finals breakdown, seeing if the Indiana squad has any shot at coming back against this OKC squad. Once again, I'll say good luck there. But also, LSU Baseball, Cokie Riley covering LSU for the Times-Picayune and Advocates in Omaha. He'll join us at 6:45 and then 7:25. Joe Healy, writer and podcaster, D1Baseball.com, talking Tigers and all things going on at the CWS, plus a little bit of audio from Tigers head coach Jay Johnson after today's matchup.
And the news on Tyrese Halliburton, isn't good. If they wanted to make that run. We'll have a lot more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this news break.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.